Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only Craig Maynard is here. Craig, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back, Mike. Thank you.
Nice to have you here in beautiful downtown Exeter, right?
Yeah, where is beautiful?
This is it. This is downtown. We have just down the street, we have the post office, we have the cemetery, have the pizza
parlor. It's kind of spread out, yeah.
And that's about it. Craig represents Core Music, which is a program that he started years ago. It's been about 5 years now, I guess, or something like that? How long have we been?
We've completed 6 seasons.
I was a pretty good guess on my part. Seasons of music, and this is basically what most people would call chamber music, held in a beautiful setting in a room that is part of your home, right?
It's my living room, basically.
Your living room. There you go.
But there's a performance space in one end of the living room with stage lighting and a large piano.
A very large piano.
And comfortable furniture.
Can seat almost 30 people if you needed to.
That's right.
So these concerts that have been going on for the sixth year now are made up of talent that you find around the country or around the world, people that might happen to be in the area, or do you bring them in specifically for your concerts, or some of both?
Some of both. So I would say most of them aren't from New England. They're from other parts of the world, but many of them are either living here now to launch their careers, or they're going to school at one of the conservatories in the Northeast.
Okay.
So I recruit basically emerging artists, younger artists, mostly in their 20s, who are exceptionally talented, but maybe don't have quite as much experience as the established musicians.
That gives you the opportunity to say, I knew you when, after they become famous, right?
Yes, I tell them, don't forget us little people when you make it big on Broadway.
Well, now, where exactly is your home located?
Well, it's just outside the village of Peacedale, which is in southern Rhode Island, in the town of South Kingstown. And there's another twin village right next to us called Wakefield. So we're just a little bit north of downtown Wakefield.
And there's a website where people can check out if they're interested in this kind of music?
CoreMemoryMusic.com.
And that comes from your old vocation, right? You retired from?
Yes, I had a career in the tech industry out in California. And core memory refers to a type of computer memory that was commonly used back in the 60s. And even into the 70s for specialized purposes, but it was a interesting artifact of computer history, and I thought it sounded like a might make a good name for a concert series, so I chose it.
And so far, so good. You're continuing on 6 years, and a lot of people have come through and played, and a lot of audience members have come through over the years.
Yes, we have presented 81 concerts so far. Our 82nd concert has just happened on Saturday, the 19th of August. And I don't know how many audience members we've had, but we've had well over 100 artists perform.
Well, that's amazing stat. Well, we're going to talk a lot more, but why don't we give people in the mood and let's play a piece of music that you brought with you. This is a Bach piece from a concert that's going to be on September 9th, correct?
Actually, yes, that's correct. It'll be performed by a pianist who just graduated from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and his name is Zach Cheung.
All right, we'll listen to that. Be back. ¶¶ beautiful music. Craig, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the piece we just heard?
Sure. We just heard the French Suite No. 5 by Johann Sebastian Bach, and we heard three of the movements, the Allemande, Gavotte, and Gigue.
Excellent. All right. And all of the music that we're going to play this evening, we should probably explain to the audience, is in chronological order of when it was written, not when it's going to be performed at Core Memory Music, right?
Yeah, that's right. The audience will be listening to the music as it might be presented in a concert, where you start with the oldest music first and then you work your way forward.
Okay. So that's how we came up with what's going to be next and so forth and so on. There is a very good website that you have, right, which we mentioned is coremorymusic.org.
Is that correct? .com.
.com, sorry.
Mike, you've made that mistake more than once.
Yeah. Well, I think of you as a nonprofit, but
yes, technically not, but in terms of
in reality, it is a nonprofit. Well, not only that, it's a loss.
It's a money losing operation. That's for sure.
Right, something you do for the love of it, not to sustain.
That's
yourself.
Right.
Right.
Yes, and the website has lots of information. It's a content-rich website with lots of information about what we've done in the past, what we're going to do, what our repertoire has been.
Mm-hmm. We would hope so, from someone that used to be in the industry, right, that you would be up to date on that stuff.
I created the website. I maintain it. I work on it almost every day, so so it's good to visit it frequently. One more thing about the Bach piece that we just heard. That will be performed on Saturday, September 9th, which is coming up in a few weeks. So please join us for that concert.
Excellent. All right. We have a Beethoven piece next. Tell us about that.
This is a piano trio, a very well-known piano trio called the Archduke Trio. It's his last piano trio. And we're going to hear the second movement, part of the second movement, called Scherzo.
All right. Well, we'll listen to
and
that.
And this was performed yesterday on the 19th of August.
And it was great.
It brought the house down. Absolutely.
Right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Core memory music is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations program. I'm Mike Mano, your host. With me is Craig Maynard, who is the president, CEO, announcer, greeter.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
All the things that go along with putting on a concert in a relatively small venue for
about
30 people.
I do most of it myself, but I do have help from loyal volunteers who on the day of the concert help me manage the whole event. So I want to give them credit as well.
Excellent. And a nice group of people that attends your events, I'm sure. And you haven't lost any couches or anything like that yet. Nothing traumatic. No great stories like that.
No, it's a very well-behaved, civilized audience. The average age tends to be a little advanced, but we love it when young people come. So if you have children and they'd like to hear some great music, please invite them to come along.
All right. We heard some music that was performed last night, and then we heard our first piece, which is going to be performed on the September 9th concert. Now let's move to September 23rd and tell us about this one.
Yeah, Saturday, September 23rd, we're going to hear a string quartet called the Callisto Quartet. They are the quartet in residence, the sort of the fellowship quartet in residence at Yale University School of Music. So they'll be coming up from New Haven. It's a very fine quartet, and they've won some awards. The piece we're going to hear now is a piece by Franz Schubert. It's his string quartet number 14, also called Death and the Maiden. And we're going to listen to part of the first movement from this work.
Thank you.
Craig, we want to make sure our audience is aware that you normally hold concerts on Saturdays, right? At what time of day?
Saturday afternoons, and it's in the summer, the warmer months, 3 o'clock, and in the winter months, 2 o'clock.
Okay. And but we have a special exception coming up next, just in a couple of weeks, September 3rd, Labor Day weekend. You're moving to Sunday.
That's right. We'll be presenting a clarinet recital. A wonderful clarinetist from New York City and a pianist along with her will perform a recital of music for mostly clarinet and piano, also solo clarinet. And the feature piece on the program is by Johannes Brahms. It's his Clarinet Sonata Number 2. And I'd like to play for you the second movement from that work.
All right. What time of day will it be on Sunday? At 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
No, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, yeah. On Sunday the 3rd. Okay, we'll listen to this, take a short break, and be back with more. Thank you. Core Memory Music, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Craig Maynard, and we're talking about shows that have been, last night as a matter of fact, and shows that are coming up in his beautiful facility called, is there a name for the house, Craig? I never asked you that.
It's just my house. I don't have
it's not like
formal name.
The Willow or something like that. You need a name.
It's not that grand to have a name. But
well, a lot of people that go think it's a grand place, and you have a large grand piano to go with it, which is a large Steinway, right?
It's the largest Steinway you can buy. It's the 9-foot concert grand.
All right.
And so, it's a magnificent instrument. I'm very fortunate to be able to own it.
One of the other things the concerts afford the audience is a pre-show discussion where normally the artists will come out and spend a few minutes, an hour or so, talking about what they're about to play, right?
Yes, this is a feature we added a couple of years ago, and it's turned out to be very popular. We, about an hour before the performance takes place, some early comers gather out on the porch, and we talk about the music on the program, mm-hmm. often with the aid of one of the artists.
Right.
And it's not long. It's about half an hour. So there's plenty of time after that to get a drink and schmooze a little bit before the concert starts.
Excellent.
But it's a great way to we don't write up program notes for the concert. So this is a great way to get introduced to the music beforehand.
And people can ask questions if they're so inspired, right?
Absolutely.
There we go. All right. Well, let's go back to last night and listen to this Dvorak piece. Tell us about that.
This is his piano trio number 4, and Antonín Dvořák is a Czech composer, late 19th century, close friend of Brahms, actually. We just heard a clarinet sonata movement from Brahms, and this is the 4th movement. This is a piano trio with 6 movements, and this is movement number 4. It was performed last night on August 19th by Trio Ray.
Thank you.
Craig, we've listened to a lot of great music, and I want to tell the audience that it's a great spot to go and listen and be comfortable. So get out, visit Core Memory Music, and go to the website, which is corememorymusic.com. There we go. I got it right. And the next concert's going to be on Sunday, special on Sunday, Labor Day weekend at 3 o'clock. So check out the website. Craig, we have one piece of music left, which is going to be performed when?
This is going to be performed on the 23rd of September by the Callisto Quartet. It's the second movement from Ravel's String Quartet.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in, Craig. We always appreciate seeing you. Hope
it's
you have
been
a
pleasure.
Season.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.